Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is, I'm nearing the end of my fifth week of teaching on the believer's authority, and today is going to be the end of this series. I've covered a lot of materials. We have a six-part series, CD set, where I've been teaching the believer's authority, and then we have this brand new book and workbook out. And today's going to be my last day to offer all of these materials. I tell you, this book and this workbook are just tremendous. And then we have DVDs, one that was made from a Gospel Truth seminar where I taught on this. And then there is a DVD where you can actually get the exact television broadcast if you want exactly the materials that you saw here on TV. But I encourage you to please get these materials. Today is going to be my last day to make these offers over TV. And let me just throw a wrench in the work. I don't know how my TV department will respond to this, but I can tell that there's going to be a great reaction to this. But what I've been teaching the last 2 days and what I'll be teaching today is actually detailed in a lot more detail in my book, On a Better Way to Pray. And so what I'd like to do is rather than, you know, we've already got so many offers, rather than add this to it, I'll just say it this way, that if you want that book, you can either go to our website, and of course you can order it over the website, or if you called in, if you were to ask for it, they of course could supply you with this book. But because we're making so many offers, you know, there's a lot of money. If a person just was to say, give me all of this and we do our things for a suggested donation, we're putting out a lot of money here. So I just am saying that if you want this book On a Better Way to Pray, it will go into a lot more explanation than what I'm giving during this session right here. And yet, you need to either go to the website and just buy it off of the website, or if you call into our phone center, please give that entire suggested donation amount for it. It would be an extra. I'm not sure that our announcer will even mention it. But you could get it, and it would be a great explanation, a further explanation of the things I've been talking about. The last few days, this sixth teaching in my series on the believer's authority, the last teaching in it, I've been talking about how that the war is in your mind. And we've been talking on the believer's authority, and of course this is authority over the devil and over all of his weapons that he has against you. And I've done a lot to try and strip Satan of a lot of the conceived power that he has. Basically, the church, I believe, has elevated Satan to a position to where he's got more power and authority than what he really does. One of the main points I've tried to get across is that the devil actually took man's authority over this earth and has been ruling with man's authority, not a supernatural angelic power and authority. Now, that's significant. That really brings him down to a realm to where he can be dealt with. And if you understand this, it means that Satan can't do anything to you without your consent and cooperation. And that totally changes the playing field. That totally changes the way that we respond. That's a major point. That's one of the major points that I've been making. And if all of these things be true, then there needs to be an adjustment on the way we do a number of things. For instance, what I've been talking about the last few days is the way that there has been a perversion of spiritual warfare and intercession. And let me just say that, you know, I've got friends, people that have been close to me, people that I am... They're my peers in ministry, people that I know. I've had people come speak at our Bible college here who are into the spiritual warfare and intercession and all of these things the way that I'm preaching against. And you know what? I still respect these people. It's an area that I differ with them on, and I mean, it's a major difference, but they aren't of the devil. Matter of fact, let me say it this way. That you know what? Everything I'm teaching against, I've done at one time or another. When I first got turned on to the Lord, man, I used to bind anything and everything. We used to intercede, take our spiritual authority, and everything I'm teaching against, the abuses of it, I've done. and God loved me and I loved God. And it's not like that God hated me, but it was just an area that I believe I was wrong in. And over 41 years, you know, today, the day that I'm making these programs is the 41st anniversary of the day that God really changed my life. Now, I was actually born again 51 years ago today, but 41 years ago today is when God just revolutionized my life. And so I've been walking with the Lord for a long time, and I've gotten more and more understanding, and I believe that the things that I'm teaching here are working for me a lot better than back when I was just, everything was demonic and I would bind the devil. You know, to summarize and bring this down to its most concise way that I can state it, instead of making the fight against demons, really, demons are a factor. They are going out deceiving people. I've used these verses in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. It says, take unto you the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the lies, the deceptions of the devil. Satan is a factor. It says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that the God of this world has blinded their eyes, that they should not see the glorious gospel. Ephesians chapter 2 talks about that we were all walking according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. I believe in a Satan, a demon that exists and demons underneath him. And I believe that they are influencing people. But they are influencing people because people don't know the truth. Satan can only dominate a person if they don't know the truth. He has to come with lies, with deceptions, wiles of the devil. And so, if that's the truth, it's not just that Satan is overpowering people. No, he has to gain an inroad to people through the way they think. And again, I refer back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, where it says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down of imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. There it is talking about warfare, but the warfare is against thoughts, imaginations, things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. I believe that Satan exists, but the only reason he's able to exercise his influence is because people don't know the truth. This is why Jesus said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. And so the antidote to people being under the oppression and bondage of the devil isn't intercession and binding and fighting the demons. The antidote is telling people the truth. And as people get the truth sets them free. And Satan cannot oppress them without their continued cooperation and consent. So you tell a person the truth and the people get free. Now see, that's a major difference. A lot of these other people recognize that there are demonic powers that are inspiring and controlling people. I agree with that. But the way that they go about to solve it is by binding these demonic powers and doing spiritual warfare. The way I'm trying to go about setting people free is telling them the truth. And the truth will extract them from the grip of the devil. Satan can't dominate you without you understanding a lie or believing a lie and embracing a lie. Well, that is absolutely true. Two totally different approaches. Recognizing that there is a demonic spiritual problem. Yes, I agree with that. But how do you set them free? It's not through all this spiritual warfare and binding the demons, but rather it's through preaching the truth. And again, I refer to the fact that, you know what, there isn't a scriptural precedent for the way it's being done today. So let me go back to a point I started on and got a little sidetracked. But see, I've done all of these things that I've preached against. And I know that many of you have taken offense and you may think that I'm just hateful towards anybody who disagrees with me. No, I've at one time disagreed with what I'm saying right now. But I believe that what I'm doing now is getting better results. I don't look back and say, well, man, I was demonic or I was under the, you know, it was just totally wrong, everything I was saying. No, there was truths in it. There was partial truths. You know, Paul said this way. He says, we know in part and we prophesy in part. And even though I've learned a lot and I'm seeing better results than I've ever seen, I believe I'm moving in the right direction, I still don't have everything figured out. And if the Lord was to tarry, and if I was to live another 41 years, which is doubtful that I'll live that long, but if I lived another 41 years, did you know that I'll probably be growing and changing? And again, I've never had to just totally throw away stuff that I believe, but I have had to tweak it. I have had to add to it a clearer understanding. Like in this area of the authority of the believer, I believed when I first got turned on to the Lord, I believed that there was demonic forces that we were fighting. I still believe that. But now, instead of making the thrust of my fight against the demons, I recognize that the demons can't do anything unless the people allow them that position in their life through deception. So instead of doing spiritual warfare and binding the demons, I'm spending my efforts teaching the Word of God, sharing the Word of God. We're putting great effort into the television and into the Bible colleges and all the materials that we put out, and we're sharing the truth. And let me just give you a quick testimony that, you know, I am seeing people's lives totally changed. I mean, drastically changed. Tremendous examples. I read an email just last night of one of our Bible colleges in Indiana that one of the Bible college students there saw a person raised from the dead. And this isn't an exception. In our Atlanta Bible school, the director's wife there saw people raised from the dead. I mean, it's becoming nearly commonplace that these students are going out and seeing great miracles happen. And you know how it's happening? We aren't teaching spiritual warfare. And again, I know that I'm countering a lot of tradition. I know that many of you are sitting there and there's this natural resistance because it seems like that I'm one of the few voices. I'm sure that there's others, but I honestly couldn't name you more than a couple of people who are ministers and who are really just being bold and speaking out and saying these things that I'm saying. And so because of the lack of other people, most people kind of had a herd mentality, and unless it's the dominant popular thing, most people just reject it and let tradition dominate them and public opinion more than what the Word says. And so because I'm one of the few voices that's saying this, there's people that are resisting this and thinking, could this be so? But let me just say this, that I'm getting results that in my own personal life are better than I've ever seen. I'm seeing more people set free, more people's lives changed by teaching the truth and telling people the true authority of the believer instead of getting off into this weirdness of spiritual warfare and an extreme type of intercession. I've done both of those. The people who are criticizing me are people that haven't done both of these. They haven't put the emphasis on teaching people. They haven't understood that Satan can only do things through the way we think. And so in a sense, they haven't tried both approaches. I've tried both. And I'm telling you this, where you emphasize the Word and tell people the truth and get them. I'm seeing this set thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world free. I'm seeing it work. And so, in a sense, I think I'm more qualified to sit here and make this because I've been on both sides of this fence. I've done the extreme intercession that I'm talking against. Most of the people who are criticizing me haven't been on this side to where they just sit there and take the Word of God and emphasize it. And again, let me just say that a lot of the people that I know personally, I don't know everybody who's teaching all of these things, but the people I know personally, some of them I've been to their house. Some of them have been friends of mine. Some of them I've had speak in my Bible college many years ago. Some of them I have gone out to eat with. And people who are leaders in this spiritual warfare movement, you know what? Those people are always in the future. We're going to see a great revival. We're going to see this. They're always prophesying about what has happened. And they keep people kind of on the hook, because they're promising that there is going to be a breakthrough. We are going to have this. And yet they never have any breakthroughs. Again, I go back to these people that went over to Ephesus and they were doing the warfare over the 1040 window and they were breaking the back of Islam and they were stopping all of it. Did you know all of that happened before the terrorist attacks, before the war on terror? And they were interceding and it didn't stop the terrorist attacks. It didn't keep those things from happening. if what they preach is true, and if they were spending so much time and they had 20,000 people show up in Ephesus and they bound Diana of the Ephesians, and if all this spiritual warfare was working, well, then why did we have the terrorist attacks? Why have these things happened? Why are we seeing the rise of all of this terrorism and the suicide bombers and the terrible things that have been going on? I mean, it would be hard to convince a person that all of this decades worth of spiritual warfare has really worked if you look at just the headlines. See, they're always, it's going to work. This is going to happen. If we could get more people to do this, then this will happen. What I'm saying is that through the Word of God, God has already set us free. You find out the truth of who you are. You begin to renew your mind and stand in the truth, and you can demonstrate right now the power of God. Now, I haven't seen entire nations set free. I haven't even seen an entire city set free. But I have seen hundreds of thousands of individuals who are grabbing hold of these truths. And I'm telling you, we have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of testimonies of people being healed, delivered, set free, and things are working. And it's not prophecy about what will be happening, but rather we are pointing people back to what has happened. We aren't trying to obtain a victory. We are coming from a victory, emphasizing what Jesus has already done and showing people who they are in Christ. The emphasis is on our authority, not on the devil's power. And I'm seeing this set people free. And some of you think, well, you're just dealing with semantics. These are small differences. I can understand how a person that doesn't have a revelation of what I'm saying could look at it that way. But I tell you, to me, they are huge differences. Dramatic differences. I can tell you, it's just like somebody turned a key or something when it dawned on me that instead of fighting, trying to get healed, I needed to stand and fight because I'm already healed. I'm not going to let Satan steal from me what is mine. Now, some of you might think, well, what's the difference? Huge difference. Huge difference. There's a total difference between trying to obtain something and being strong in it and knowing that I've already got it and I'm going to defend what is rightfully mine. Two totally different attitudes. And see, this is one of the points that I'm making. The people who are promising what spiritual warfare and what intercession is going to do can't really deliver on what is happening right now. It's always prophecy about what's going to happen. I'm saying that the Bible isn't the great prophecy. It's the great explanation and record of what Jesus has already done for us. It's already ours. Authority is something that has already been given to us. And all you got to do is get your mind renewed to this. Recognize that the war is in your mind. It's not out in the heavenlies. You need to renew yourself from the Old Testament where the victory hadn't been won yet and they were looking forward to it. And again, I take tremendous inspiration from the Old Testament. I probably spend more time studying the Old Testament as far as just the number of hours than I do the New Testament. But I interpret everything I read in the Old Testament in light of the New Testament, and there is a difference between the way it was done then and the way it's done now. They were fighting, looking forward to there is coming a deliverer, there is coming these things, and they experienced victories, but their victories were few and far between. They weren't guaranteed, they weren't assured unto them, and in the New Testament, it's totally different. Instead of us looking forward to victory coming and every once in a while just experiencing the power of God, we are looking back to what has already been done. It's mine. And if you can adopt that mindset, you can live in constant victory. I'm not talking about victory without an attack, victory without effort, but you can walk in supernatural victory. And there's a total different mindset between that. So much of what's being taught in the authority of the believer is going back to an Old Testament mindset, not taking into account who we are in Christ. And these are the things that I've been talking about for 5 weeks about the believer's authority. And again, I could just keep talking about this. Really, I do talk about these things all of the time. I may put a different title on it. We may go to talking about something else. The next series that I'm going to be doing is talking about how to discover your destiny and how to find out what God is going to do in your life. But you know, really, this comes back to the authority of the believer. I could teach that just as a continuation of this. This authority, these truths about that God has already done His part. We aren't waiting on God to answer our prayer. God has anticipated every problem that you'll ever have through Jesus. He sent Jesus here. Jesus paid for the forgiveness of your sins. He healed all of your diseases. He delivered you from all of the oppression. He's already provided whatever it is that you need before you even existed. The Lord anticipated your problem and made the supply before you ever had the need. Everything that God is ever going to do has already been done through Jesus. He put this same power that He used raising Jesus from the dead inside of you. It's resident in you. And now, instead of approaching God as a great beggar and saying, "Oh God, we are powerless. We have nothing. We are just looking to You. Please move. Pour out Your power. Oh God, heal. Oh God, deliver," which is the way most people are praying. Instead, we are supposed to come and say, "Father, thank You that in Christ everything I need has already been provided. You've given me this authority. And so now You take Your authority and You speak to Your mountain." Mark chapter 11, verse 23. You speak to the problem. Don't talk to God about your problem, but talk to your problem about God. Take Your authority. Speak and command things to respond. Command the power of God to flow. And see, if you start taking that authority and using it that way, you're going to see different results. Now, an abuse of what I'm talking about would be a person who's just arrogant, thinking that this is all my power and authority. It's been given unto you as a gift from God. You need to remember that this isn't you who's superior to the devil, who's superior to sickness and disease and poverty. You and yourself are nothing. But you aren't in yourself. God has invested Himself and His power and authority in you. And you need to be remind yourself that it's His power, it's His authority, but it's in you. And if you don't exercise it, He won't do it without you. He's generated the power. He's made the provision. But now it's up to you to appropriate it and stand your ground. And if you will exercise that authority, you can see great miracles happen. There are some of you that just go through life without any control. You are just constantly pleading and asking either people or God to help you and to set you free. And you don't understand that God's already done it. And He's placed this power on the inside of you. And you could stand up and you could begin to take your authority and you could make your life change. You could make it reflect the victory that God has provided for you. But it really begins with you standing up on the inside. And it's all based on knowledge. I've used those verses out of 2 Peter chapter 1, that all things that pertain unto life and godliness come through the knowledge of Him who has called you to glory and virtue. You need to find out what God has given us and then take your authority and use it. Now remember, today's my last day to offer you all of these materials on the believer's authority. So we've got a lot of offers to make. I encourage you to listen to our announcer as he details how you get this. But then call or write today and request these materials on the believer's authority.
The believer's authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book T327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. Request book T735. The Believer's Authority Companion Study Guide is available for a gift of $35 or more. Request study guide T427 when you contact the ministry. Andrew's complete teaching titled "The Believer's Authority" was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on DVD for a gift of any amount. Request DVD album T3205D when you contact us. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV. It's available on either CD or DVD when you send a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1045C or DVD album T1045D when you contact us. The sixth teaching in the audio CD album titled The War Is in Your Mind is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this sixth CD free of charge. Request teaching number TL23 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me remind you one more time that this is our last day to offer this brand new book and our study guide on the believer's authority. And I tell you, these are tremendous ways to not only get these truths yourself, but to share them with other people. And then we have the DVDs, two different sets. One was taken from a Gospel Truth seminar. One is the exact television programs that you've watched. And then I have a CD set, a six-part series on the believer's authority. And I tell you, if you've been blessed by this teaching, it would be a tremendous blessing. It would be an added blessing for you to get these materials so that you could go over it and refresh yourself and get even more grounded in this. And also, this is a tremendous way to share these truths with others.
You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Or you can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Amsterdam for the Eurospirit Conference May 21st through the 23rd, in Raleigh, North Carolina for a Gospel Truth Seminar June 11th through the 13th, and in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference June 29th through July 3rd. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma July 30th and 31st, and in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 6th through the 8th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd for our Summer Family Bible Conference.
I really dislike religion, so much so that God has placed me in a country where it is so prevalent, it just chokes people. You know, it just chokes the breath out of them. And they're just lying there wondering if God loves them.